I think that at the moment everyone is speculating as to exactly what the SPLM was thinking when they decided to do this.
What advantage would this give the SPLM?
Well, the speculation is that there was some kind of a deal between the NCP and the SPLM in which Yasser Rahman would withdraw and the NCP would in turn grant some concessions to them for what's more important to them, which is the referendum.
What concessions might those be?
There's a number of issues that are still pending. One is the demarcation of the so-called 1956 border, which would be the border for the two countries were they to separate. There are also some questions about wealth sharing, rights of citizens, and so on and so forth, and a number of other issues that would need to be resolved for the referendum process to go forward easily.
What does this do to the elections overall?
That's a very good question. Our position has always been that the elections were manipulated by the NCP over the last couple of years to ensure an NCP victory. So in that respect, it doesn't really change the election outcome. What it does do, if in fact this is the end of the story, which is still not clear, but what it does do is that it presents this very significant challenge to the Northern Opposition parties, who had essentially needed the SPLM to organize a united front against the NCP.
Now, if we look ahead a few years down the road, talking about the referendum on whether to secede, how might that be affected?
There's two issues to this. Basically, there are two different end games at play in Sudan at the moment. One is the NCP wants the elections, and it wants the elections because it wants to re-legitimize President Bashir, and it wants to remain in power in Khartoum. That's different from the SPLM, which basically sees the elections as just another point on the road to the self-determination referendum. So the South, to some degree, is focused still on the referendum, whereas the NCP is focused on these elections. And to some degree, that is what's driving the political calculations.
So you're saying rehabilitate the image of President Bashir due to the ICC arrest warrant?
Correct. Our understanding is that if he is to be reelected, that would increase his position vis-a-vis the ICC and pressure from the international community.
And as far as the SPLM goes, they're looking long-term, separate country.
Well, long-term is a misstatement. I mean, this is 9 months away. So for the SPLM in the South, the clock is really ticking. This is also one reason why they have resisted calls to postpone the elections, because their fear was that were the elections to be postponed in order to improve the conditions for them, that could impact the scheduling of the referendum. As I said before, their goal is to have the referendum held in January.
Do you see any evidence that this could renew conflict?
The elections or the referendum?
Just the whole political situation as it now stands.
Well, we are very, very concerned about the possibility of renewed conflict. A number of our latest reports have highlighted the fact that there are a number of very contentious issues that need to be resolved before the referendum to ensure that it's held on time. At the same time, the elections themselves are also fraught with all kinds of problems. And yes, the situation is very tense at the moment.
Does the situation in Darfur play into any of this?
Many people right now are focused on the elections and specifically what's happening in the South. But I should remind your listeners that Darfur is also an area where the elections are quite problematic. As we outlined in our report that we released a couple of days ago, the elections have been rigged in Darfur, and what will happen if the elections occur is that that will basically entrench NCP dominance of the region. The situation is very, very fluid, so things are changing daily, if not hourly, and so yes, it will be very interesting to see what happens over the next 2 weeks. And even after that, like I mentioned, the referendum is going to be a very tense period, and we hope that the international community pays attention.